Good morning. It's 8:39, Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We're Zooming with Laura Turbide. Good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Good morning, Chad. Happy New Year to you as well.
And welcome to Andre Forcier, who we're going to talk with in just a few moments. Andre, good to have you here as well.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for having us.
So, Laura, let's just start. We hear the stories from all over the country about hospital capacity and having to postpone routine procedures to make room for COVID patients. How are the two hospitals, Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors, in your system holding up in that regard?
Well, I will certainly say we're experiencing some of the same. As you can imagine, across the region, we're seeing high rates and therefore high percentages of admissions of patients who are COVID positive. With that, we have at this point, we are continuing some of our procedures. However, we are really urging, like I guess the best way to put it is sort of like double down on your efforts to keep your distance, wear your mask, get the vaccine whenever it's available to you. We are continuing to really urge the community to assure that there is ongoing hospital capacity. We absolutely need everyone's support and cooperation. The community's been so supportive and recognizing the long hours, the really difficult work our staff has been doing to keep things working in terms of a health system across our region. But I would certainly say to you, we are full, we are busy, and we continue to need to sort of make different decisions in terms of resource allocations and things every day with staff. And because of that, we really urge you to do what you can to do your part.
How much do you know, if anything, about distribution of vaccine in our area and how it's going?
I can speak certainly to our own distribution of vaccine, and I'm really proud to say, you know, even yesterday on state level, we got kind of a shout out as sort of the top, you know, one of the top five in the state in terms of getting the percentage, high percentage of our staff vaccinated. So, for example, yesterday we were at about 77% of our staff vaccinated. There were a couple folks at 99%, but like I said, we were really like high up for the region, and certainly sort of in the top five in the state. So I feel great about our team, both our staff showing up for those clinics, our staff who has volunteered for those clinics on Christmas Eve, throughout the holidays, doing these clinics early in the morning, late into the night to get staff before and after work and during shifts. So with that, I want to say we know that's the first step. We also are beginning our long-term care rollout today. Our three sites are being covered through a federal program, and our pharmacy partner is doing that. So our long-term care facility today, tomorrow, and Thursday will begin with both staff as well as resident vaccination, which we know is so critical in a real vulnerable population. So with that, I think we're on our way. And we also did have 100 doses that were allotted to us at Geneva General to do us a community through a state registry. So the state put out a state website where state put it out for some key EMS and funeral directors and others who could register via that state website. And we served really primarily as just the vaccination site itself, the administration site, with those vaccines from the state. So with that, I think we are certainly trying to do our part, and we encourage the public to do theirs as well. And we'll continue to do it as more and more vaccine becomes available.
One more thing before we talk with Andre, my heart just goes out to the staff and the patients and the families at Huntington Living Center. How are they managing to cope?
Absolutely. We appreciate it. For certain, the staff, as you can imagine, sort of is reeling with the sense of loss of some of their family members. In essence, they very often have cared for and in essence lived with some of these residents who've had home at Huntington for many, many years. So not unlike other facilities across the country where it all began, as we know in Washington, and certainly within the local region, they've had a struggle. And I think we're coming to the, at this point, we've had a lot of folks also recover, but we also did lose folks who obviously people spent some time at this holiday season with a lot of grieving. And so for those who, everybody from the first responders who came out and did a beautiful showing of support to the Bonafiglia family who helped to ensure that there were sort of a bright spot to reward and recognize and incent the staff who are working during those difficult times. And we've obviously also had some staff sick as well. So they were not only working, but they had staff coming from other sites to come I think show their solidarity and teamwork. So with that, I thank you for saying, and we're really just proud that our to to every single one of those staff members who've stepped up, and as well as knowing that they're working through their own sadness as well.
I mean, I've talked with some of those people, and we've talked about activities, and I picture those smiling faces having fun activities, and oh boy. So let's move on to talk about a new family health practice resulting from the merger of two existing practices. So give us a good, proper introduction for Andre.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to have Andre on the show with us today. Andre is our Chief Administrative Officer for FLH Medical PC, and he also oversees some of our other practices that are not PC-related practices, but are health system affiliated and might be like an Article 28 clinic associated with the hospitals. And as part of that, Andre's been overseeing and leading the charge here with several of our primary care and specialty practices for many years. We also got lucky because he came to us from Finger Lakes Radiology, which is a private practice where he oversaw the MRI that many people have had the benefit of receiving diagnostics with. So he comes to us with a great background and has now been with us more years than I think I'm even remembering. So I'll have Andre fill us in on exactly what his timeline was when he transitioned to us. But he has led so many countless excellent innovations and projects for us. In the most recent, we've got three or four things going on. The joining of Preemption Family Medicine and CUCA Health into one practice called the Soldiers and Sailors Clinic, and that is going to be at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, and that just opened right the week of Christmas. We'll talk about why and how what the benefits are to patients of that, because there are many. We can also talk a little bit about the move of Dr. Warren Zetti and his team, Sue Mantel and others, into Life Care, and also a sort of a slight, just small geography move for our Clifton practice. So with that, thank you, Andre. We can't wait to learn more.
Thanks, Laura. Yeah, it's hard to believe I've been here almost 8 years now. So I've really enjoyed my time here, and I really enjoy working with the practices. But let me start with our brand new practice down in Pinyan. So we're calling the new practice Soldiers and Sailors Health Center. Again, this was the merger of CUCA Healthcare along with Preemption Family Medicine. So on December 21st, we completed construction and moved those two offices together to a beautiful new space on the second floor of Soldiers and Sailors Health Center. And part of the reason that we did this is because we're really looking to merge those together and sort of provide one-stop shopping for patients. So while they're right there on the second floor of the hospital, if they've got to get x-rays or they need labs or they need physical therapy, or God forbid, they need to go down to the emergency room, they're located right there, one-stop shopping. Another reason we merged them together is because physician recruitment, we found that it's really difficult to recruit physicians and nurse practitioners into small rural practices. So we found that by bringing these groups together and having mid-sized physician groups, we're much better suited to recruit. And on that note, as a result, we do have a new physician who's going to be joining that practice. His name's Dr. Jeff Christensen. He's a family medicine physician, and he's going to be joining us at the end of January, January 25th. So we're really excited about this office. That's a beautiful new space. It's got self-check-in kiosks, larger exam rooms, point of care testing. And again, one of the big things, it's co-located on the hospital campus. And our ultimate goal is to achieve rural health clinic status.
Now, I hadn't thought of it in terms of the providers, but is it common for a doctor who works in an off-site location to have to go to the office and then go to the hospital to do a surgery or something, or consult and then go back and forth, whereas now they might just have to get on the elevator and go down a floor?
In specialty practices, that is the case. So if they've got scheduled surgical time in primary care, that's not been the case since we've adopted sort of a hospitalist program where they take care of the patients while they're in the hospital. But certainly it's good for them to be able to go over to the co-adjoined long-term care center, or if they know the patients on the floor, they can certainly pop down and see them, see how things are going. But it really is, it's convenient for the providers and the patients to have everything right there in one location.
I live in Yates County, so I know how rural it is, and we take certain services for granted, but if you live in a rural county, it's very often not easy to access things like basic family care.
Yeah, and that's part of the strategy in bringing these offices together. It's difficult to recruit providers because of the unique challenges in rural communities. So right away, we were interviewing this wonderful physician who's going to be joining us. We shared the plans of bringing these two practices together. the model of a larger practice with lots of colleagues on site appealed to him, and he was able to come over and join our team. So far the strategies seems to be working out well.
It's also wonderful for patients in terms of, as Andre said, access to other services from your laboratory diagnostic. You can come in and have your screening mammogram at the exact same time as you're having your regular appointment. So it's actually one-stop shopping for patient, whether you have PT, OT, speech therapy appointments, or cardiac rehab, for example, to have it adjacent to that. We hope that it'll really provide convenience for patients as well, and also focus a little bit more effort for all of us on prevention, which we know is really critical in terms of primary care prevention and sort of wellness.
Let's talk about primary care for the uninsured. I think in many cases, the uninsured are still using, at one point, emergency care, now more often urgent care. Talk to that uninsured population about the importance of getting a primary care physician and accessing that care regularly.
Yeah, it's very important to partner yourself with a primary care physician, because what they really help with is the most important aspect of medicine, which is prevention. So while it's okay that you go to urgent care for the occasional, you know, after hour sicknesses or illnesses pop up, but really it's best to partner yourself with a primary care physician. And for any of our patients who don't have insurance, the hospital certainly offers programs to get them lined up with some government-sponsored programs, or if they have low income and they need assistance in getting set up with insurance. The hospital at Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors have some of those programs. And Laura, maybe you could speak more to those programs, but it's really important if you don't have insurance, or if you need help getting it, please reach out to the hospital and get that, because primary care is so key to keeping you healthy, not only getting you well, but keeping you healthy and preventing future diseases.
Is this practice in Penn Yan going to be a model for the rest of the company? I mean, could we see something similar to this in Geneva going forward?
It is pretty similar to some of the other practices that I'd like to talk about, if you don't mind. So we actually started a new project in Seneca Falls. We've had Dr. Lorenzetti, who's been practicing in Seneca Falls for greater than 20 years. He and his nurse practitioner, Sue Randall-Mantella, have actually moved over to Seneca Family Health Center, and we're looking to expand and build onto that practice as well. The larger group, the medium to larger group physician model is something that we're looking to do.
All right. Well, congratulations on this new practice. This is going to be exciting, being able, like you say, just one-stop care, easier for the patient, easier for the provider, and everybody. Andre, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ted.
Laura, thank you as always. Better days are coming. That's all I can say. And I can't wait till we talk about all happy stuff.
I agree. Thank you so much, Ted.